The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, continuing our series on understanding the times. We live in such great times, and I know things may seem a little rough sometimes and seem a little depressing sometimes, but I'll tell you, we live in some great times. We hope you'll join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. Want to remind you about the website at considerhisword.org. There are many things that you'll find there. You'll find many resources for Bible study and doing your own Bible research. You'll also find all of the radio programs in this series. Now, this is number 4 in this series, and so you can go back and hear all of them at the website. Just click on the link that says radio programs. There's also a link where you can contact us. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd simply write to us and let us know where you're hearing the program today, and if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, I've talked about that a lot, so I'm not going to say a whole lot about it today. But write to us, send us an address. We'd love to hear from you. Now, there are a number of ways you can contact us. Certainly, you can do it through the website. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also write to me directly at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give you that address one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We certainly enjoy receiving the letters and notes that many send to us, such encouraging words, and we are very thankful for those words of kindness and blessing. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, the Bible says, "And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment." I believe that we live in great times, and we ought to be men of understanding so that we can know what we ought to do. Now, what to do about what? Well, what to do about impacting our world in some way, in reaching people for Christ, in influencing our culture, and in being a part of the place where God has put you. It's so important that you have an influence of those around you and your family, an influence for the glory of God and for the gospel of Christ. Now, 1 Chronicles 12:32 said the men had understanding of the times. We've looked at a number of these. One of the things we talked about earlier was how that we live in a time of great prosperity, how much God has blessed us and so abundantly given us everything that we need and more to be able to get the gospel out. Many years ago, I taught a Bible study, and it was in a senior center, and there was a gentleman there who had a ministry of simply calling people on the phone and asking how he could pray for them. Now, he could not travel. He could barely walk. In fact, it was difficult for him sometimes to get to our Bible study. But he had developed his own ministry, and he would give us testimony of many times when he would just call people up, and he would say, give them his name. He was very honest with them. Give them his name and said that I am a person of prayer and I would like to pray for you. How can I pray for you today? And certainly they would tell him. And that was always a blessing. It was a blessing to hear those testimonies. Now, you may be afraid to do that, but Many of you now have all kinds of social media where you can be giving out scripture and giving out your own testimony about what Christ has done for you. We're so blessed and so abundantly. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more today. We also live, though, in a time of great permissiveness, a time when it seems that sin is allowed to continue unchecked. And I'll tell you what, the sin that you should hate the most is the sin that's in your own life. And get before God and confess that sin. Make it right with Him. Make sure that you're walking with God and doing what is right, living according to what the Scripture teaches us. And I think the next kind of goes along with it. We talked about this last week. Now that we live in a time of passive Christianity, a time when people just kind of see their Christianity as something that they tack on to their life. And they go on living in sin, living a life that does not glorify God. And yet somehow when you question them, oh, they'll give you a great testimony of their faith in Christ, and then they'll just turn around and go out and live like the devil. We live in a time of passive Christianity. Our Christian faith ought to be more than just an add-on to things that we're already doing. We come to church, we sit, we listen to a message, and we go home. And the message and the power of the gospel and of the Word of God has very little effect on how we live. It ought to affect every aspect of how you live. Today I want to look at this, that we also live in a time of great possibility. We live in such a great time of presenting the gospel. You know, even Jesus said in John 4:35, said, "Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." If we can plant the seed, if we can get the gospel out there, if we would be faithful in prayer and in witnessing, can you imagine what God could do in this world if the Spirit of God would get a hold of people's hearts? And I want to tell you this, and I want you to understand what I mean. I don't pray for revival anymore. Oh, we sure need it. We need it in our churches. But I think our greater need is a great awakening in our country. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean a great awakening to God and to our need for God, a great awakening to our own sin. You know, I read about the revivals of the late 1800s and early 1900s, and those people did not have all the technology that we had today. Their technology was to put up a tent and maybe a sound system, and maybe not even that. And yet they would gather people together and preach the gospel, and whole towns would get saved. Why do we not see that anymore? I think we don't see it because we're not praying like we ought to. And I want to encourage you this, to pray for a great awakening from the president all the way down to yourself, that God would awaken us to our need from Him. What great possibilities we have. I believe the harvest is out there. So many people are dying without Christ and need to be saved. And we must plant seed. We must preach the gospel. We must pray. And I would encourage you to take it on as though you were the only person praying about it. And you know, in your church or maybe in your community, maybe you are the only person praying about it. And that's praying for a great awakening, a great move of the Spirit of God on people's hearts to convict them of sin and turn them to the Savior. We must point people to the cross. We must point people to the Savior. I believe God can do it again. He did it once, and we certainly serve the same God. And He is almighty, and He is all-powerful, and He can do some great and great mighty things. I'll tell you, the possibilities of what God can do are endless. Yes, you just, what are you trusting God for? In Luke 1:37, Jesus said, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." I tell our folks all the time, I said, we should be praying for impossible prayers. Things that we know that the only way they're going to happen is if God intervenes and God makes it possible. For with God, all things are possible. And yes, I believe it's possible that there could be a great awakening, and we live in a day of great, great possibility. The possibilities of what God can do are not limited at all. They're only limited by our vision and by our prayer, and limited by our own lack of faithfulness in being faithful witnesses, bearing the light, being the light. You know, God has not changed. And we live in a time of great possibilities. Listen to what John said in John chapter 14. I want to read this little passage of a scripture. In John chapter 14, beginning at verse 11, this was when Jesus was walking with the disciples soon after the Lord's Supper. And he said to them, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." And he went on and said, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments." Now, a couple of things I want you to notice here. Jesus said that greater things would they be able to do. And I believe that we have such opportunities to do such greater things. Imagine that we have the ability to broadcast the gospel all over the world. We can do that by television. You know, the evangelists of the 1950s and 60s took advantage of that. Why don't we see that anymore? When they would take over a whole broadcast network and preach the gospel like Billy Graham did and others. We could still do that today if we could raise the money and have that kind of influence. We could preach the gospel. We still have radio. Many of you are listening to the radio today. But you know, we have the internet now. And you realize that even this program, Consider His Word, through our website, can go to the whole wide world. In fact, recently, I got a note from someone in the Philippines that heard the broadcast. What a blessing that was. Oh, we live in such a great day of possibilities. Great day of possibilities for preaching the gospel. But you know what? We also live in a great time of possibility of God working in your own life. What do you need God to do for you today? What are you praying about? What are you taking before Him? Let's back up a minute. What do you need to repent of and make right with God so that you're living for Him, so that we could do great things for God? I think part of the problem may be that passive Christianity. Oh, we need an active Christianity where that we are walking with Christ every day and living for Him every day and giving Him glory every day. He has given us such great opportunity and such great possibilities. Oh, we must understand the times, and we are living in some great times when we can preach the gospel all over the world just from our own home. Through your website, through your Facebook or Twitter page or whatever, preach the gospel. Our time is gone today. We'll continue on next week. Thanks for listening.
Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.